Okay, so on to the final trip, 2018, and it was a big trip, and a lot went on this trip. 7 nights in Las Vegas. I had not spent 7 nights in Las Vegas since my, I don't know, what would it have been? 95, since my fourth trip to Las Vegas way back in 1998. And there was a reason for that. I was like, that's a long time. But in this case, I did actually spend the full 7 nights in Las Vegas. I spent 2 nights at the Flamingo to start, moved downtown for a couple of nights, and then I came back and spent the last 3 nights at Harrah's. Again, it was my attempt to sort of stay at all the Caesars properties comped, and well, it worked out. My room at Flamingo, the Go Room. Those are cool rooms. Well, they were really cool rooms when they first were opened up, but they're getting a little worn, and they were getting a little worn even in 2018. Some things just didn't quite work out too well, but it was kind of a fun room to stay in. I had a nice view looking out over the strip. Got in, I think it was a Saturday night, and it was cool. I went downtown. I had 2 nights booked at the Golden Gate in between my stays at the Caesars properties. I just had booked one of the little small rooms there. I thought that would be fine, and they seemed okay until the morning after I first moved in there, stayed there, when I could not figure out how to run the shower without either melting my skin off or freezing it. And I was like, wow, I really don't like this. I wish I was staying at El Cortez again. I was like, well, maybe I could stay at El Cortez again. And so I looked, and I managed to book a room there. So I spent the second of my 2 nights downtown actually at El Cortez and really enjoyed that. And then finally I was back for 3 nights at Harrah's, another, you know, Caesar's property off the bucket list. I had actually slept on the floor at Caesar's Palace in back in like the 2000s at one point. Some friends let me crash on their floor for free, so can't beat that. It was a perfectly fine room. It was one of the remodeled rooms that they at first were doing. I think they called it the Valley Tower at that point. So some notable events on this trip. First off, I went to Hell's Kitchen. I had not been to what I would call a fancy restaurant in Las Vegas for a long time. And Hell's Kitchen is not super fancy, but I had an amazing meal there. I had the sort of tasting menu at lunch with the beef tenderloin thing. You know what I'm talking about. The sticky toffee pudding, the whole nine yards, wine pairing. Still probably one of the handful of best meals I've ever eaten in my life. I had a great time there. So I'm a big Gordon Ramsay fan. Not everybody is. I'm not a big Gordon Ramsay fan per se. I've never watched any of his shows, but I have enjoyed his restaurants. Also on this trip, I went to, yes, Absinthe. I wasn't planning to do that. I ended up doing it on the Sunday. And ended up getting pulled on stage. I was, I can't remember what the name of the guy was who would insult people in the audience and pull them up on stage, et cetera, et cetera. But, I got pulled up on stage and insulted, and it was pretty cool. And it was a very funny show. It's obviously very risque, and so certainly I wouldn't bring my mom to it, but, it was a fun show. And then, this was, in fact, the trip where I first began to connect with a wider Vegas vlogging community. I talked about Dave and Michelle. We had kind of conspired to create this Vegas Summit 2018. We had it at the Beer House there by Park MGM, which might have still been Monte Carlo at the time, and New York. Had a great time there. Had a chance to meet some really cool people. I suppose most notably Tamara and Gord, who at that time were Vegas Best Ideas, but they really hadn't sort of kicked their YouTube channel into gear yet. They were mostly doing Instagram. I guess I do that too, but not very well. But boy, we had a great time. It was so much fun meeting other people who were also so into Las Vegas. And that was towards the end of the trip. I think it was like Thursday night that we did that. And boy, we definitely, anyone who was there will remember me enjoying the perhaps too many of the space dusts. But it was a great time. And, you know, that Vegas Summit event would return the following year, and would also the next year would meet up once again with Tamara and Gord, and we would all start thinking about ways that we could get together, meet up with other Vegas vloggers, and have a great time, which we certainly did that September. So that's my memories of Vegas in 2018. It was a good time. It was a lot of different hotels. I looked, and I think it was the most hotels I had ever stayed at until 2019. So we'll talk about that probably in a few weeks. I want to do another sort of advanced Vegas tips and tricks show. I also want to do a show where we really kind of talk about some of the changes in Las Vegas, some of the Vegas news, because there's been a lot going on in the city that we haven't talked about over the last 6 to 9 months. So we'll touch base on that. We'll probably do some kind of a live maybe at the end of this month. I'm still thinking about that. Maybe talk a little bit more about John Timber 60 coming up in September. In any case, we will definitely be back midweek with another Wednesday show where we will review another Las Vegas resort, and we'll be back next Saturday with another episode of Vegas Tips and Tricks Weekly. Until then, I hope you have a great, lucky, and healthy week. We'll see y'all again real soon. Bye-bye.